It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Randy Greenike, NDSU Barnes County Extension Educator. Randy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Randy, let's get a crop update. I know that there are soils out there that are completely saturated, maybe with the exception of the hilltops, but give us our crop report for Barnes County.
Well, certainly the heavy rain that we had lodged a lot of wheat fields, so we did see a lot of lodging. Fortunately, a lot of those kind of bent, and they were early enough that they were able to lift some anyway, that I don't think it's going to interfere with harvest. It certainly makes it hard to get air movement through some of those areas, though, and so we worry about crop disease because of that, because it raises the humidity. Certainly with saturated soils, we have more concerns with leaf diseases on wheat. So we're seeing a lot of fungicide applications, and unfortunately, some of those fields are so wet that the only way to get the fungicide on has been flying, so I know that there's been a lot of aerial application of fungicide on wheat this last week. And so once the wheat flowers in, we just have to get it filled. So moisture-wise, we should be great on this wheat crop. We just need, this heat puts some stress on it. We'd have really liked a little bit cooler weather for the wheat, but all kinds of moisture for the wheat. So it looks like we're going to have another good spring wheat crop. Corn, fortunately, when you start looking at the growing degree numbers, we're kind of holding our own. We slipped a little in the spring and kind of fell behind, but since then we've been kind of normal in terms of what our growing degree days are, so that's been encouraging. If we'd have fallen even further behind, I think that would have been something that would have caused much greater concern. I had my one of my first samples of Palmer amaranth suspicion come in the other day. Very fortunate that I had Joe Eichley, who's our NDSU weed specialist. He was on his way to Western North Dakota. He stopped in and he positively identified that it was water hemp and not Palmer. But if you have a weed that you are suspicious of, please drop it off here at the Extension office or get a hold of Jamin Windisch with the weed board, and we'll make sure we'll get a positive identification for that. People that have been trying to hay, this weather has just not been cooperative, the high humidity, all the rain. So it's been really frustrating. Hopefully we can catch some warm and a little bit drier weather and get some of this haying done. So that's kind of where we are on the crop side.
So once again, no Palmer amaranth so far being identified in Barnes County, and that's what I've been hearing from you. Is that right?
That's very good news so far. That is correct.
Okay. Now let's move on. We've got the Daisy Plot Tour coming up next week.
It's coming up on Tuesday, July 23rd. We start at 6 o'clock. We do have something that we added this year. We have two plots of cover crop species that we have a mixture. One is a grass mixture that has winter rye, oats, millet, and sorghum Sudan grass. It's an all-grass mix. The other one is an all-broadleaf mix. There's radish, turnip, field pea, fava bean, flax, and buckwheat. And so we're going to kind of look at those a little bit and talk a little bit about cover crops. I know that with the very high amount of prevent plant acres in the county, there's a lot of interest in cover crops, and so we're gonna have a discussion on cover crops at the Daisy Plot Tour.
That comes up Tuesday, July 23rd. Now let's move on. A little bit later on, we have Project Safe Send, where people can take their unusable or unwanted pesticides to here in Barnes County.
That's exactly what it's for. Every once in a while, people will call and say, we were cleaning this out and we found some stuff in the basement and we don't know how old it is, and sometimes it might not even have much of a label on it, and we just really don't want to use it anymore, and they need to take care of it and get rid of it. And so that's what Project Safe Send is perfect for. Some farmers might have some herbicides that they aren't able to use anymore, and that also can be done. So they just need to show up at the Department of Transportation building, which is south of Valley City on the Catherine Road, on Friday, July 26th. They'll run from 8 a.m. to noon. And as long as you have under, I think it's 1,000 pounds of pesticides, you don't need to make any kind of arrangements ahead of time. You just show up and drop it off, and so very easy to do. So take advantage of that if you have any unused pesticides you need to get rid of.
And finally, Randy, a horticultural report in the region. Give us that.
Well, one of the things I'm expecting with the heat that's forecast for this week is that it's going to put a stress on just about any plant trying to move water and get enough nutrients to all the leaves. Trees tend to have extra leaves, and especially something like a hackberry seems to be more prone. After we go through a period of some real hot weather, not unusual for them to drop some leaves. So if in the next week or two you start seeing some leaves starting to drop, consider it fairly normal. It's just the tree kind of right-sizing the amount of leaves to the amount of root system and its ability to feed that. Some plants that may get too hot, we might see some leaf scorch. You can identify that the very ends of the leaves turn kind of brown, and that's because the plant just can't get enough water to that end of that. I would expect that anyone that's got tomatoes, and I know a lot of those have been flowering and they're setting tomatoes, if those tomato plants get a little bit too dry for too long, we'll see some blossom end rot develop where the end of that will start to rot. So really important to keep those tomatoes evenly watered. Good time to mulch them. If they're not mulched, that will help keep the soils a little bit cooler and keep the moisture in. And then finally, with all this humidity that we've had, goodness, the other day I think my lawn was still wet at noon, and that's a really excellent humidity and powdery mildew really go together. So we start to see that, especially on the basis of lilac trees that are quite thick, where we don't have very good air circulation. But I'm also noticing it on some plants in my yard as well. So see this kind of dusty white covering on plants? That's powdery mildew. So best thing to do there is to try to figure out how we can create some airflow and some circulation.
Well, thanks for that report, all of those reports, Randy. Have a good week ahead here, okay?
Thank you very much, Steve.
There's Randy Greenike, NDSU Barnes County Extension Educator, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.